Well, hello and welcome to our program. We're very pleased to have a very special guest today. This is a program that is presented by the First Community Bank, where community comes first. We call our program The Official Word, and very pleased to have as our guest today Rick Ellenbaugh, Mayor of the City of Batesville. Rick's always good to talk with you. You're always candid about whatever question is asked to you, and I've really appreciated that over the years. Let me just say on the front end, thank you for your tremendous service to the City of Batesville and actually to the people of Independence County over the past several years as you served as Mayor of Batesville. Done a great job, in my opinion.
Thank you, Gary.
Now, let's talk about something that people have talked about, and that's really what we like to do on the program. There's this Meyer Street project, and people like to talk about the roundabout, but it's a whole lot more than that. Kind of explain that project to us.
Absolutely. It does include the roundabout, but it also it starts at St. Louis Street at the stoplight, and it goes the complete length of Myers, and it goes to the 20th Street, and where we kind of have a intersection there that has been identified that needs a roundabout. But just like you said, now let me explain the roundabout. I call this a simple roundabout. It will have a drive-over curb. So we've had some folks, all the buses cannot make it through there. If your bus cannot, you just get a wheel on the one of your dualies there on the curb, and you just drive over it there.
Sure.
It has been identified by engineering firm that is a perfect place for a roundabout. But like you said, Gary, it's a lot more than just the roundabout. Ingress and egress is very important in our community. We're growing, and by the way, our census, we showed positive numbers, so that means we have more folks in the city of Batesville and Independence County, so that means more traffic. There will be turn lanes extended. Also in this project, right in front of the Sheriff's Department there, our RDOT standards are in place, and some of that hill will be shaved down for safety. And also there will be an easier ingress and egress at the Sheriff's Department. So it's just not just the roundabout.
So it's just a whole lot more. And that, have you got any time frame on the project?
You know, at this time, things move slow. And so right now, we're looking, getting all the easements, getting everything taken care of. I think we have 100% of the easements ready to go. There will be some utility line replacement there. Not replacement, but moving over.
Sure.
Just to help, you know, widen certain areas.
So it's in the process.
Absolutely. It is in the process.
Roundabout. I first ran into those when I was visiting my brother in Germany. And I went around it, and he was explaining it to me. And so next time we're out, he said, oh, why don't you drive? So I made it a project of mine to go through a couple of them. And I think it's one of the best things going.
Yeah.
It's very easy to navigate, and people are going to like it once that process starts.
Yes, and that is correct. And one study, there are several studies on roundabouts, and they're actually safer intersections than actually stop signs. Because when you do go around a roundabout, you're at a controlled speed, and see, you have, if there is an accident, it's a minor accident.
Right.
And so a lot of times stop signs, people have they run the stop signs.
Sure.
And at that time, injuries can occur. So that's another factor in placing roundabouts in different cities. And a lot of people say, well, you're going to put them all over town. No, that is going to be the first place that we will have the roundabout.
All right. That'll be the first one. And nothing so far in the future has been planned, but you never know. People come to me and say, golly, the town is being tore up the streets, Broad Street, blah, blah, blah. Big project that we're taking a big line sewer.
Absolutely.
To West Batesville to give the service that, boy, they needed for a long, long time. Tell us about that.
You know, that is a project in itself. Of course, back in 2009, when the sales tax passed, for to complete our infrastructure for wastewater, which is over $50, $60 million project. And no communities grow without infrastructure. So we do have the state of the art. But one thing they identified all over town was some of our crumbling wastewater lines and as well water lines.
Yeah.
So that will start off at Riverside Park with a 42-inch line go all the way into the West Bashful area, up the by the side of the Pope Bio.
Right.
It'll also remove a pipe that goes across the Pope Bio that's actually going to help our folks that use their kayaks and their mm-hmm. canoes to come down Pope Bio. So there's going to be a win-win there. Now, Broad Street, that is a water line, major water line. And like I said, that is key mm-hmm. to our residential areas, our businesses. They're increasing the size of the water line. It was a crumbling water line at that point. Need mm-hmm. more pressure there. And like I said, there is light at the end of the tunnel. But you know as well as I do, Bashville does not sit on a sandy loam or soil.
Lots of rocks
we have to deal with.
Oh, yeah. So it's really, sometimes even going just a short distance, it's a real project, isn't it? So, but one thing that we do know, the city of Batesville looks at all these things, that irregardless of how many cuts are done in streets and things as far as this project and other projects are concerned, there's always a time that overlay will be done and the streets will look just like they did before.
Absolutely. And we do. We have, street aid is one thing that every community and every city relies on, counties and cities. Started out $250,000, $300,000. It's up to $300,000. And every community has the same opportunity to get these things. We have had the first one. The second one, actually, there will be funding that will help on the roundabout and the Meyer Street extension there. Mm-hmm. But we also have another $300,000 overlay, and we'll either be funded in 22 or 23 for that. So we have identified several streets that do need this. And I must speak also, I know there's a lot of potholes in there and in our community, but we have had AT&T and those contractors have actually not been very good about coming back, taking care of some of these holes. Now, at the end of the day, we're going to have fiber optics. It's going to be a plus for our community.
Yes.
But our city engineer is talking to AT&T, and they in part talk to our contractors, and we are really putting the pressure on them, saying it's time to get those potholes taken care of.
Good to hear. Tell me about the splash pad.
Oh, I'm excited about this.
Yes.
You know, this came about, and I have to give a former council member, Dr. Chris Beller.
Yes.
And so we were talking around, what are we going to do? We can apply for a 50-50 matching parks grant. And we did. And so he said, what about West? I said, that's a great idea. So we, with partnership with the Batesville School District, mm-hmm. they donated the land to us there right beside Westside School.
Yes.
And we are in process right now, hoping before the cool weather gets here that we'll get that opportunity to open it up. There's a nice little splash pad and a pavilion there. So it's going to be a win-win for the Westside community. So I'm excited about that.
The West kids are going to love it.
Absolutely.
And you did mention to me that as part of your overlay project, that there will be some streets in West Batesville that experience an overlay.
We have a company that comes in and they drive every street and they video every street, and we can pull it up. And with that, they also identify our streets that are needed, very much needed, or if there's maybe a slurry coat that would help, you know, extend the life of those. But mm-hmm. that hasn't been identified, so we look at those streets, and those are the ones that we go to. And it's challenging every mm-hmm. community. If you had more money to put into the street systems, then we would. But that is definitely a priority that you can't let anything fall behind. It's like your infrastructure,
sure.
your water, and your sewer.
Yeah, because I remember years ago we needed infrastructure work as far as wastewater was concerned. It was put off, maybe for good reasons. I can't recall. But at some point in time, it's got to be done.
Absolutely.
And you saw to it that it got done. One more thing. You got a lot of things going, a lot of projects. Can we count on you for one more term?
Oh, absolutely. I am definitely looking forward to another term. And like I said, there's we have some things. We have a master parks plan in front of us. We have we touched on water.
Yes.
You have to have good quality water. I think we saw this during the all the snow that we got back in February,
mm-hmm.
how the challenges that so many communities We had good water. No one lost any type of water during that time. We also helped the Cushman district out when they were challenged. But one thing you have to do, our water infrastructure is getting some age on it, so we cannot get in the situation we did with our sewer.
Right.
So we are working with our engineers right now, and hopefully we'll be coming back with something real soon that you'll be hearing more about.
And infrastructure, water being a part of it, is so, so important. Very pleased to have as our guest today on The Official Word, the mayor of the city of Batesville, the Honorable Rick Ellenbaugh. Rick, thanks.
Thank you, Gary.